What did you spot about Project Stardust that got you so interested?
Well, right off the bat, and I had first heard about the project several years ago when Sir Lawrence Gardner brought it to my attention in relation to some of the latest thinking on what the Holy Grail might be about, what this whole idea of the hidden manna may be about. And it was he who pointed to Stardust and this project that NASA had initiated several years ago, actually in 1999, to collect these fine dust grains of Stardust and bring them back to Earth in hopes of answering fundamental questions about who we are and where we come from. And it became immediately apparent that if this project is successful, and it appears that it's well on its way to being successful, that it's going to change the way that we think about our origins.
Richard C. Hoagland's very concerned that we've got an Andromeda strain here, because he says we don't know what we've collected. We don't know if we've collected some kind of virus, some biological thing. We have no idea. Do you share that?
Well, I certainly keep an eye on that. That's wise. In fact, the arrival of the Stardust cargo in Houston at Ellington and the delivery by the road to the Johnson Space Center were off limits to the news media today, and are, of course, off limits to the general public, in that it's presumed that they were going to open the cargo today in an environment that they are quoting is 100 times more sterile than an operating room. So most certainly they are reporting major precautions are being taken with this, and he's right. We're not exactly sure what it is. I actually had an interview, Dr. Don Brownlee, who's NASA's lead investigator on Stardust, and I posed that very question to him, and he didn't seem at all concerned about it. So he's an astrobiologist. He certainly knows the risks involved here and didn't share a huge concern on that question.
Well, you know, William, 8 tons of space dust falls on the planet every day. 8 tons. You know, some of it burned up, some of it somehow leaks through and gets into the atmosphere. When we have these various diseases and plagues on the planet, we really don't know what causes it sometimes. Who knows whether some of this debris that comes in from outer space, maybe they do carry these very strange viruses.
Well, and that's the real question here, because scientists used to think that they could explain the origin of life on Earth solely in terms of chemical events that happened on Earth's surface billions of years ago. And they assumed, along with that the primeval chemicals formed the large molecules such as amino acids and the proteins and so on. But they've realized that for various technical reasons that Earth's primitive surface might not have been the ideal spot. And so now scientists are claiming or speculating that the original building blocks of life formed via chemical processes inside of what they describe as vast clouds of life just floating around in the galaxy that may have indeed come to Earth. And this is revolutionary. I mean, one thing is clear to me. Stardust is here at this time for a very profound reason. And we can't say for sure if it's because it's going to answer questions about the intelligent design debate, or because, as I think, we are in a season of prophecy. And in my view, we can link the white stone, these pristine white stones that are carried by Stardust, with the stone with the new name written upon it, spoken of in the book of Revelation.
Well, let's get into that mythology, because, and I love that name, by the way, Stardust. Doesn't it? It just sounds so twinkly and mystical.
It sounds so 70s, right? We are Stardust. We are golden. We are this stuff. I mean, that's the fundamental point, is that we are made of this stuff. We are Stardust.
Well, you know what? You are absolutely right. And I think if you stop to think about it for 1 second, this material that we've collected, that we've brought back to this planet, includes the material that made us. And that's pretty mind-boggling when you think about it.
Absolutely. And in fact, you know, again, to reference my conversation with Dr. Brownlee, the point that he kept emphasizing was that we had to go get this star stuff. It wasn't just going to come to us. And while tons of it does come onto the Earth every day, it's extremely difficult to find. And he had been scouring the oceans for it, as well as the deserts looking for it. But again, the point is we had to go get this. And in my view, what that means is that we had to have the right stuff as a race in order to go get this from the stars. and to retrieve the profound secrets that these dust particles contain. And the message that Stardust primarily delivered to me is, we do have the right stuff. We've got this in our lab today.
You know, William, the Stardust that is here on, and the entire mission, you say, could have incredible implications on astrobiology. Explain that.
Well, it goes to the statement I made a moment ago, that scientists are now looking to for the building blocks of life as forming in the stars and in space rather than right here on Earth. I mean, literally what these particles are is they're an ancient hall of records that we've accessed. Each particle is, in fact, an ancient library. And as we learn to view the contents of those particles, it's, as I describe it, an anointing of new knowledge that is occurring.
Do you think if they find some kind of life, bacterial life, or any kind of organism in this stardust, do you think they'll tell us?
Well, that's the primary question, isn't it? I mean, the veil of secrecy has already been laid over this. I asked, again, Dr. Brownlee, if some of the secret, if NASA had secret projects attached to it. He didn't have a comment on that. And so...
So he didn't deny it.
He didn't deny it, but he didn't say straight up, hey, that there is a secret, which you know there must be.
Well, you know what the military does when they don't want to lie. They say we can't confirm or deny.
That's right. But, you know, to me, this is another example here of how it's getting harder and harder to deny that our science and, in fact, our world is moving at a faster pace towards something that maybe we really can't fathom or define. And it would be just more than a crime if such knowledge as we're describing here, knowledge of life elsewhere, that sort of thing, were to be revealed because of this project. If they don't reveal that to us, what is that saying about where we're at as a species?
They said that's going to take about 6 months before they reveal anything about the tests. I don't know. I wish we could get them a little sooner than that.
Well, you know, they've got 150 to 180 scientists lined up around the world. They've got a really cool project called Stardust at Home, where they're inviting individuals to search for the tracks of these particles as they hit the aerogel, the stuff that they created to collect these particles. So I think that what we're going to see is that this project is going to stay in the news for a long time, and I would expect sometime between the next 9 months and probably 18 months is when we're really going to start to see the results.